Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Black students' experiences in Ohio higher ed. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. A Supreme Court ruling in June struck down the use of race-based affirmative action in college admissions. But equity on college campuses remains an issue, according to the Ohio Student Association. The organization recently surveyed more than 300 Black students across the state to find out how to better support the student population. Brielle Shorter is a sophomore at Ohio State University and member of the Ohio Student Association. She's here to talk us through the report. Hi, Brielle.
Hi.
Only 19% of Black Ohioans have a bachelor's degree. That's compared to 31% of white Ohioans. So what does this report tell us about being Black on campus in Ohio?
A lot of our Black students that choose to go to PWIs, PWI as in predominantly white institution, students that choose to go here often get left after that admissions decision. I think when a student chooses to go to one of these institutions, the expectation is that you are okay with being othered because you're going to an institution that mainly serves populations that don't look like you. The resources that students have, they don't feel like those resources are made for them. So sure, the college has mental health support, but Black students don't feel like mental health support is going to support their unique experience and their own mental health. They feel like that resource wasn't created with them in mind.
So you touched on resources that need to adapt. What else in Ohio higher ed needs to change to address that bachelor degree disparity that we have?
A lot of Black students are first gen, a lot of immigrants, a lot of people that have never had family members that have been to college. They don't know much about financial aid, don't know where to find the resources, or don't understand what the resources are for. There's a lot of different barriers in the way for Black students. So you need to create more programming. You need to teach them more about not only just scholarships, because a lot of us are here on scholarship, but also teach them more about post-grad. Teach them about what does this mean when you took a student loan, when you signed that paperwork. And so that's just one way of how we're like using the report to our advantage, really.
You're on campus at OSU right now. So how did the survey results compare with your own experience?
A lot of Black students and a lot of Black people in general have interesting feelings about mental health and resources just because it's a complex dynamic between health practitioners and Black and brown people. So when I came to college, seeking that resource was scary to me. I did not see anybody on the website that looked like me. So I crossed my fingers and I went in. And luckily, I was greeted with somebody who is culturally competent. But you see in the report that students have the same anxieties that I have.
One of the recommendations in the report that I found interesting was this idea of putting together a collaborative of higher ed institutions across the state to talk about the Black student experience. How do you think that would help?
As I said, Black and brown students sometimes get the short end of the stick. They're not always considered in a lot of different areas, a lot of different fields. And so what this task force does is that it bridges all Ohio institutions, and it is going to basically help hold universities accountable, which is important because a lot of promises were made, especially after 2020 and the events of 2020. But sometimes those promises are hard to keep up, at least the same energy wise. And so the task force is going to help universities out and help more students.
That's Brielle Shorter. She's a member of the Ohio Student Association. Thank you for your time today, Brielle.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.